Welcome, everybody. This is the informal meeting of ANC1D. We are recording this evening, and we have translators in case there anyone comes that would like support. The rules are that we move around the room and typically alternating sides, so everybody gets a time. The target is for... let me introduce myself. I'm Greg Edwards, and I'm serving this year as chair. The rules that we've been using now for over 6 years is that individuals, copies of the DC Council, individuals we target for 3 minutes. Organizations with approval from their boards or with a formal presentation get 5. We also allow 30-second questions if they're short, but they should not turn into speeches, nor should the answers turn into speeches. Just to quickly clarify things or to allow someone feels that there has been a hostile misstatement, then they can make raise their hand and make a short interjection. Please raise your hand if you want to be recognized for something like that, and otherwise we will pass the microphone around. So let me start with my exemplary fellow commissioner, David Bosterman. We also request that everyone introduce themselves first with two names. And go slowly, speaking English for our interpreter.
Hello, I am Dave Bosserman, Commissioner 1D05, over there by Irving Street, Lamont, Hobart. And I am here to listen tonight, so I'll just pass this microphone on.
Same for me. I'm Phil Lepanto, Commissioner for ANC 1D01.
Good evening. My name is Anna Reyes, and I'm the Treasurer for DC Fiesta.
I'm Carlton Davis.
Dick Barnes.
Jan Stahar Barnes.
Victor Malachev.
Hi, I'm Brett McBride. I'm a resident of 1639 Monroe. And I just wanted to say thank you for having a meeting about ways to make Mount Pleasant Street a greener street. I think that's important, not just for aesthetic reasons, but also for just making the community more enjoyable one to live in. And I'm not an expert in this, but I did a little research with the help of a friend about certain trees. I know there was a concern about whether there were a limited number of trees that were allowed to be planted on the street. There were a number of trees that are native to DC that I think might go well on the street. And I made a list. Sorry, I don't have many copies, but... and then otherwise they just support efforts to reduce the amount of impervious space. And also another thing that might be helpful, I thought, might be to consider the use of solar paneled light lampposts. While I think there was discussion about improving the light lamps along the street, and so I think they've worked pretty well in Columbia Heights, and so I think that might be worth considering, at least for some of them, depending on the costs. So, thank you.
Okay.
I'm Sam Brooksmith, representing the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Alliance. And should I do a short presentation or?
What is a PowerPoint?
The same one.
Oh yeah, that I emailed earlier. Yeah.
And one thing I want to mention is that we strongly support Fiesta DC. We're not quite sure why you're here tonight. We wish you had added some comments to let us know what you're trying to gain out of this meeting, but the microphone came to me, so I'm going to tell you what our perspective is. And is there a clicker, or do I have to ask you to do it? I can do that. I can stand here and talk. Okay.
I see a hand over there while you're getting going.
No, I'm just waving that there's more seating over here.
Ah, okay.
But our main perspective is that we strongly support Fiesta DC being in Mount Pleasant, and we think there's a lot of issues and concerns that are easily managed if there's planning and forethought done in advance of the festival. Last year we had very similar conversations. Some of the issues and concerns were addressed, many were not addressed, and there were definitely issues on the day, and I'm not going to go into all the details of what they were, but okay. And we recognize that there's going to be disruption. It's a one-day event, but it is a long event. The streets start closing at 7 in the morning and don't reopen till 9 p.m., if I remember correctly. And one of the things that causes it to have so much disruption is the fact that Mount Pleasant is a difficult neighborhood to traverse to begin with. And a very...
May I interrupt you?
Sure.
After this presentation, let's redistribute the chairs so we can all see each other. And for the moment, anyone that wants a simultaneous translation or interpretation, I may do so.
Okay, I'll resume, but one of the biggest issues relates to traffic, and it's made difficult by the fact that there's really only one straightforward way to get east through Mount Pleasant, and that street will be closed starting at 7 in the morning, at least based on last year's experience, and going till 9 p.m., and it's unclear how people are supposed to get over to the hospitals and things that are over here. Last year, there were no detour signs. There was nothing to help people get back on their path, and people going on the northern route out of town ended up scraping cars and having lots of incidents on the narrow streets in the north part of the neighborhood. Also, each year there's an issue with which streets get closed, and each year certain streets haven't been closed, and traffic is allowed to go down, for example, 17th Street to Irving Street, which is one way, and closed. So I stood at the corner and watched hundreds of cars make U-turns after officers forced them to go down here because that was open. And it took over 4 hours to get the police to close this street. Same thing for 18th Street. Now, they at least had the benefit they could come down and go one block before they were trapped. And then also what happened last year, there was no police presence planned for this corner, which is the most critical corner in the neighborhood as far as flowing traffic around the detour. Only by strong intervention were we able to convince people to change the plan on the day and get people there, but it was already 3 or 4 hours late. And what happened last year was there was a lot of finger-pointing of who's responsible for creating the traffic plan. Fiesta DC thought DDOT was supposed to do it. DDOT said Fiesta DC needs to do it. And nobody did it. And nobody shared it with the community. And it was only once the day occurred that we saw what the problems were, because there had been no sharing of information to allow the neighborhood to help and to provide what I kind of call micro-local information to help with this, because some people from afar would look at this and solve it one way, and that solution might not really work.
What is that corner that you mentioned?
Irving, Kenyon, and Adams Mill. And in fact, that one needs professional traffic operations, not just officers. And there's probably a couple other intersections that need that. Also, just one other comment about the deployment of officers last year. Half of them had real jobs to do and were up and doing something, and about half of them had long naps in their cars because they were posted at places where they weren't needed. This, I can give people copies of this later, but this is commentary from actually 2 years ago, because I couldn't find last year's comments and didn't have much notice about the topic for tonight. But these are comments from the forum, and these detail many of the micro issues from before that are, again, by giving you notice 8 weeks in advance of this, there's time to plan for these. So I'm not going to go through all the details there. This is one of the critical questions. What is the right detour path for the traffic that wants to go from the west side of Rock Creek Park over to Target and the hospital and the cathedral? Because this is on a Sunday, if I remember right, also. So there's traffic to the Basilica. And there's no easy way. And last year there were no signs. So the last point that anybody got guidance was here. And then they were on their own through the Adams Morgan maze, including buses. Down here, I saw buses try to go up the wrong way on Harvard Street, and by law, they're not allowed to back up. That created some problems, too. And also, Metro was not forthcoming in what their plans were until the day of the event, so nobody could help them with the micro-local issues. The only way the bus drivers knew that there would be disruption on Sunday was because they drove the route, and during the week they saw your signs saying Fiesta DC on Sunday. It was not because Metro had told them about it and told them that you're going to have a different route on Sunday. So here's some of the... I think one thing you do need to consider is whether or not there's a way to keep Irving Street open. That's the biggest traffic decision that you have to make. And our observations were from last year that the south side of the event was sparsely utilized. So I think you need to think about whether or not you really need the south end of the event. If you need it, fine, but think about it, because last year I don't think there were very many people down there. And it was a dead zone. So, and that causes 75% of the problems. Okay, learn from last year. Share the plan in advance. That's our biggest plea. Tell us 2 weeks, 3 weeks beforehand, what the plans are so that you can get input from us. You might reject our input, but at least get the input. The other issue that's been an issue every year is provide clear instructions for residents how they can get to their house if they live on a closed street. Many people felt like they were trapped away from their houses with kids in the back of the car, groceries, guests coming, having parties of their own for a football game, whatever it is. There need to be clear instructions that the residents know and the officers know for how to get past a checkpoint. And the other one, which we might not control, is to allow the MPD police officers and other people involved to think on their feet. Here's some specific issues from last year based on my memory Again, the west to east traffic must be carefully channeled. In the north part of the neighborhood, so this is, these are streets like Monroe and Newton that handled the eastbound Park Road traffic and some of the westbound. The diverted traffic was not properly channeled. There was no plan up there. There was gridlock. The streets are even more narrow, and they were overwhelmed, and many cars were scraped. Many people parked in illegal spots, especially near the corners, which then made it even harder for anybody to get through that part of the neighborhood. Another area that was ignored last year is actually 16th Street and Irving. Buses got rerouted there, so they're trying to go north on 16th and turn right onto Irving, which is a tough corner because they have to stop immediately because of 15th Street. Pedestrians are trying to flow across 16th because that's your major pedestrian gateway, and there were no officers there. So it was anarchy, and it didn't work. As I mentioned, the city agencies did not coordinate and communicate well. Metro didn't know what MPD was doing, MPD didn't know what DDOT was doing, and the neighborhood didn't know what any of them were doing. Street closures were not well thought out. I mentioned some streets that were not closed that should have been, and there are streets that were closed that there was no logical reason for. One thing related to that, more barriers are needed in addition to more cones. Alleys were not closed and children were not protected. So there was a promise last year that all the alleys within a block or two would be closed, and they were not. And the only excuse we were told day of event is we didn't order enough cones. And that's not a legitimate excuse, but that's what happened. So there need to be cones at the end of each alley opening, because with streets closed and with cops only on street corners, the alleys become the cut-throughs. So those are the issues. There's probably more what I call micro-local issues that we can tell you as we think about it more. But the most important thing is for you to put a plan on the table that has Metro and DDOT and MPD involved for us to react to, and for you to have enough time to work with them to get modifications made. And then I think the event could be far more successful for everyone. Yes. I'll post this on a new Google, or on an old Google group that was used a year ago to foster comments and communication about this.
And let me say that if anyone wants to participate, simply email me and I'll send you an invite. We already have the president of the ESPDC that has been invited, and any members of the board or anyone else that wishes to participate in this discussion.
Okay. Where were we in the going around?
This is just for introduction. Just tell us who you are.
Su nombre. Solamente su nombre. Por favor.
Olimpia. Daisy Marquez. Nombre y
apellido.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get it out? No, just close your mouth. Okay. Right here. Okay. Jackie Reyes, Councilmember Grant, and I hope that we can work together. Okay. There. Okay. We can work together to make this happen. Okay. Olimpia Lopez.
Jack McKay, ANC. Trying desperately to control this confusion. Sorry. Oliver.
Can we now? Yeah, we're through with that PowerPoint. Then perhaps before we start on this limb, we can have the discussion from the president show and explain the two graphs that were sent to me and I posted on our website today. I think everyone would like to see that. And I think that we will continue the comments after we have another 5-minute presentation.
Okay. I'm Yvonne Rivera, and president of Fiesta DC. It's a pleasure to meet you again. Thank you for the opportunity of being here. And this is our map, our parade. And the big event is taking place Sunday, September 26th. And our big plans are, so far, we have a parade of 675 members and 20 groups, folk dance groups, that are participating, and we will have three stages. We are in the, we started our meetings with visiting council members, and we have the support of council members. We met with one of them, and we are starting to talk with the main stakeholders such as MPD, Homeland, Park and Recreations, and all the parties that will be involved in the big event. So I really thank you for your suggestions from last year. The other issue is that we have secured many sponsors so far, including big sponsors for this year's event. Do you have the other graph by any chance?
Two
more, yes. This is basically the streets that are going to be closing.
May I suggest that you show them both the top and the bottom plan?
Okay.
Which one is it? The same map has the top and bottom. So you can, if you have the your head. Because there are complaints about
right. We are going to have three stages, and one is going to be located on Park Road, and the other one is will be located at, thank you, at Lamont Street. And there is one that is going to be located by 7-Eleven that will be our folk dance group presentations, and we are involving local artists and local bands this year. We like to DC Latino music groups to be represented. And also, this year we will be dedicating our festival to our Latino children, so, or children in general, our Latino, our children in general. So we will have in this area a health fair. We have secured the Mama and Baby Bus Clinic. We are beginning talking with Care Bear Express from Children's Hospital. We have the support of Asthma Foundation and some other agencies that are willing to come and share and educate and inform our kids and our families. And so we're very excited about our upcoming event. We're working very hard 24/7 for this to happen. I have a wonderful board. Some of them are here, and I would like them to introduce themselves and also add something to what I just said. I would like to open a conversation. This is our first conversation, but look forward to hear more from you as we work and plan ahead.
Do you want to show the second page?
Yes. Pleasant merchants about this change. So you may, that
comes out in this document. You said you wanted to introduce the other board members. To
yes, please.
So, and then we will see them as we move around the room.
Right.
You want to introduce them briefly?
Yes, please.
My name is Ivan Gaviria. I am a new board member of Fiesta DC as well. I worked previously with Fiesta DC for the past 3 years in a smaller capacity, just doing communications and general help. They're excited to be a part of the team, and as Yvonne, our president, has said, we have been working very, very hard to bring the festival back this year. After a very successful event, from what we understood, and I was there too, a successful event last year. In the transition, I think perhaps a lot of the communication that this group here and the ANCs and local businesses had with Fiesta DC may have been lost in translation, so to speak. But that's why we're here. We're here to listen to what your concerns are, to understand what issues need to be resolved, and insofar as we can, we're here to work with you. So, again, thank you very much, and I'm going to pass it on to another board member here.
No. We'll go around the room because the introduction was only for you to just state your name for people to see you. But now that
My name is Oliver Tunda, and I'm an ANC representing 1DO2. I'm here just to listen to what the community is going to discuss tonight.
Hello, my name is Roxana Escobar. Yes, I live in this neighborhood. Yes, I want to listen what happened with the Fiesta DC.
I'm Eleanor Margo.
Mi nombre es Martín Iraeta. Soy miembro de Latinos Association. Yo tengo una pregunta para la comité de DC, Fiesta DC. Iraeta.
Asociación. Miguel Iragueta?
Martín
Iragueta from the Association of Latino Association.
Mi pregunta es, ¿qué beneficio recibimos nosotros del área de la empresa con esta fiesta de DC? Eso es lo que quisiera saber.
What I would like to know is, what benefits do we do?
The question is that, what benefits do we get from Fiesta DC, people that live here in the neighborhood?
Porque todos los años que lo han hecho, lo que vienen a hacer es un gran ruido y nosotros no recibimos nada, lo que nos dejan un poco de basura tirado por todos lados y los toca que andar peleando con la vecindad para que recojan esa basura.
All we get is the trash and all these people that are coming from our neighborhood and the noise, and what they leave us is the trash for us to pick up after them.
Eso es lo que queremos saber, que los días, el beneficio que nosotros vamos a recibir del área.
And that's what I would like to know, the benefit that we're going to receive living in the area.
Right. Bueno, los beneficios son, la cultura es muy importante para salvar a nuestros niños y a nuestros jóvenes del envolvimiento de las pandillas, las drogas. Nuestra cultura, nosotros traemos la identidad, y es un evento gratuito para nuestra comunidad. Tenemos una nueva administración y una nueva junta.
Okay. ¿Y acerca de la basura? Sí, la basura, ya tenemos un compromiso del council member Jim Graham, que él va a recoger la basura. He won't be, I'm sorry.
Hey, you have a nice laugh. It's so good to see you, Juan Carlos. I recognize your laugh. But in any event, we met with him, and he, as you know, he oversees public works, and he will be working very close with us and public works to secure the trash pickup. That will be very organized and on time. Entonces, se va a recoger la basura muy a tiempo, muy organizada, dado que tenemos el apoyo del concejal Jim Graham este año.
Hi, everyone. My name is China Terrell, and I live at 1900 Lamont Street, and I work also for the D.C. City Council.
Hi, I'm Jeff Garrett. I live at 1700 Harvard Street, and I work at Booz Allen Hamilton.
Hi, I'm Mario Atlas. No comment.
Ricardo Loaiza.
No comment, Ricardo?
No comment. No comment yet.
Hey, I'm DJ Guanaco for 97.5 FM. I broadcast Saturdays and Sundays in Spanish. And I'm here to support, first of all, the event, the DC Fiesta. But for one, I heard some complaints earlier. I mean, I believe to the new administration, I mean, we should give a fair chance in a first place and learn, I mean, and correct them after they made a mistake, if they do so. Now, my second point to the new administration would be, is like, I'm willing to support you guys, like, but the issue that I had, there are two issues, with all the administration. One, is like they will be determined where the business will be placed in their tables when I believe they should be able to put them in front. You know what I mean? Out of common sense. That's one. Two would be that we couldn't include the local bands. I have one band here that is about to speak for themselves. There are so many local bands that you don't need to pay thousands and thousands to entertain. They do hold high level of entertainment too. So that'll make a big difference, you know, and on us supporting that event. And the other one would be like, fulfilling those issues that got going on with the trash. I don't think it was a big deal last year. I mean, I didn't see it, but please, you know, do your best. Last year, we couldn't get one of our artists that was in El Salvador. I mean, that was from El Salvador, a big one of us, a big one. And that guy chose not to out of his butt. You know what I mean? So please, I mean, there'll be public repercussions in the community if retarded decisions are taken. Here's the band.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Gabriel Lora. Soy miembro de la banda Anexo Social, Social Attachment.
Good afternoon. My name is Gabriel Lora, and I'm a member of the band Social Attachment.
Y estoy acá para, bueno, apoyar, ¿no? Y estamos dispuestos a tener un evento muy, muy, muy lindo en cuestión del arte.
And I'm here to support, and I'm hoping that we're going to have a great event in regards to the arts.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Paco Galarza. I'm part of the band Anexo Social. And well, we appreciate the opportunity to give us a part, to be part of this festival, and we want to, for the community to influence for our children to a better future. Thank you.
My name is Mitch Backfield, former ANC commissioner and Woodner resident. Glad to be here. Thank you.
My name is Marco, long-time Mount Pleasant resident, activist, former ANC commissioner. I'm here to observe the process. I would like to see that the community be consulted and included in this type of events, because usually we have people who organize committees, organizations, and with already created agenda come and impose it on the community without the community having much chance to comment, to be part of it. And I think that's the concern that a lot of our friends here are trying to express, that somehow these events happen and the community is barely consulted, and at the end there is nothing much left. A lot of the time we hear negative stories, especially with the last organization that did this event, caught up in shady type of events with Mr. Jim Graham, the loss and all that kind of situation, and it's a shame that an event that supposedly represents community pride and somehow gets hijacked, used and abused the community, and that shouldn't happen anymore.
Mi nombre es Rosa Rivas.
My name is Rosa Rivas.
Soy la presidenta de la cooperativa Adelante Mount Pleasant.
I'm the president of the cooperative Adelante Mount Pleasant.
Yo les quiero hacer un recordatorio a la nueva junta directiva.
And I would like to remind to the new committee.
Déjeme decirles que yo siempre he estado apoyando Fiesta DC.
Let me tell you that I have always been supporting Fiesta DC.
Incluso estuve de voluntaria en Fiesta Primavera.
And I was a volunteer for the spring fiesta, Primavera.
Desde las 9 de la mañana hasta las 2 de la tarde.
From 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Y todos los de la junta directiva que están acá lo saben.
And the whole board of directors who are here present, they all know this.
Y yo fui tan feliz ir a ser como voluntaria a Fiesta Primavera desde las 9 de la mañana a solarme, que me diera el sol poniendo mesas, ten, para que todo saliera bien bonito.
Yes, I was really excited and happy to be part of the Fiesta, Spring Fiesta, and I was working from 9 until 2, from way early when the sun was coming up all the way to the evening hours.
En la cual me habían reclutado como voluntaria.
For whom I was recruited as a volunteer.
Y para mi desilusión,
and to my disappointment,
uno de la junta directiva me trató pésimamente mal, en la cual yo no veo a la señora que está, no está acá presente.
One of the board members treated me so badly that that lady is not here present tonight.
Dijo que era parte de la junta directiva como sucesora de la tesorera.
She said that it was part of the community successor because it was part of the fiesta.
Cuando yo terminé mi trabajo a las 2 de la tarde, pésimamente me dijo que yo no era nadie que me fuera de ese lugar.
Towards the end of the event, at 2 p.m., she told me that I was a nobody and that to leave the place.
Sin saber los problemas que habían internos dentro de esa organización.
Without knowing that the internal problems of that organization.
Yo salí con unas lágrimas de allí. Me saqué la camisa y se las tiré a ellas.
I left crying out of that place. I took off my shirt and threw it back at her.
Porque en lugar de decirme gracias por ser una voluntaria en Fiesta Primavera, me trataron de lo peor.
Because instead of her thanking me for being part of Fiesta Primavera, she treated me real bad.
Y hasta el momento no he recibido ninguna disculpa.
And up until now, I have not received any apologies.
Y la presidenta Ivonne Rivera está acá presente. Ivonne, Iván también. El señor acá, Hunter, que es el abogado también.
And also Ivonne, and the attorney who are here present from Fiesta DC.
Ni una disculpa.
Not one apology.
Y yo me siento muy molesta por el trato que dan a los voluntarios.
And I feel really bothered for the way that you treat the volunteers.
En todos mis años que yo he estado prestando como voluntaria, nunca me habían tratado de esa forma.
In all the years that I have volunteered, I have never been treated in such manner.
La señora que me trató de esa forma no está acá presente. Se llama María Patricia Corrales.
The lady that treated me in such manner, she's not here present, but her name is Maria Patricia Corrales.
Pero sé que los demás de la junta son unas lindas personas.
But I know that the rest of the committee, they're very beautiful people.
Como Ivonne Rivera.
Such as Ivonne Rivera.
Que la conozco desde hace muchos años y es salvadoreña.
Whom I know for a number of years and she's from El Salvador.
Lo único que sí les digo y se lo digo ante todos, yo sigo apoyando Fiesta DC para que continúe acá en Mount Pleasant. Y me presto si ustedes me dan la guía para ser voluntaria, lo seré. Pero sin el trato que me dieron, pero con el, si esta señora sigue con ese sentimiento de odio, no sé qué era lo que tenía, pero de tratarme de esa forma, yo no me lo merecía.
Yes, I'm here also to offer my services to Fiesta DC. I also would like to let you know that that lady should have never treated me the way that I was treated, because I was not supposed to be treated that way.
Yo me vine a dar cuenta en los periódicos los problemas que tenía, y yo no tenía la culpa de los problemas internos que tenía la organización. Incluso esta señora hasta le quiso tirar una mesa encima a una señora que también estaba ahí prestando su voluntariado, una señora de la tercera edad.
She even tried to throw a table to this lady who was a senior citizen, a lady that was present there that was doing the same volunteer work.
Pero como les digo, discúlpame, Craig, pero tengo derecho de hablar y decir lo que siento.
To speak in the way I feel, that I feel.
Pero déjeme decirle a la nueva junta que yo los apoyo a pesar de esa persona que se portó pésimamente conmigo mal.
So let me tell the new board that I support you, even though you still have that member that treated me real bad.
Y que cuenten con mi apoyo, Ivonne. Cuenta con mi apoyo.
Ivonne, count on my support.
Solamente quería hacerte saber eso, lo que yo sentía, y ahora que tú estás presente cara a cara, te lo quería decir.
I just wanted to let you know, now that we're here face to face, the way I feel and the way I was treated.
Pues ya que tú tenías mi número de teléfono y correo electrónico, nunca recibí una disculpa tuya.
Even so, you had my email address and you had my phone number. I never received a personal apology from you.
Y te lo digo, te apoyo, te seguiré apoyando para Fiesta DC acá en Mount Pleasant.
And as I said, I will support you. I will continue to support you for Fiesta DC here.
Y otra cosa, discúlpenme. Ay, no. Yo sé, Greg, ¿ok? Pero déjenme sacar lo que yo tengo acá hacia Fiesta DC. Discúlpame, ¿ok? No que te comportes como la señora Stormy, que dijo que no le estaban pagando acá para estar acá en ANC, ¿ok? I'm sorry, Greg. Yo tengo el micrófono. Lo siento, yo soy una residente de acá, de Mount Pleasant, ¿ok? Soy una residente de Mount Pleasant y yo puedo decir lo que yo quiera acá durante las reuniones. Solamente le digo a Ivonne, te apoyo y te quiero mucho.
I just want to say to Ivonne that I support you and that I love you.
Good evening. My name is Mario Alas. I live in Mount Pleasant for 20 years, and we do business in Mount Pleasant for 20 years. And I am here to support Fiesta DC for many reasons. We have been doing, it's easy to understand, easy to see. People have fun. How many people come to fiestas, to the festival in Mount Pleasant? It's thousands and thousands of people having fun in those festivals for so many years. And I think it is a shame that some people who's been part of the board members that here, they will use this time to block the new Fiesta DC. And I hope they come to their senses and support it, because it will look so bad that they supported when there was Ted Loza in there and not now. Second of all, regarding what the president of MPNA suggestion, I want to ask if those are your own assumptions, your point of view of the all this trouble that is presented here. And second of all, how many accidents did it happen during that festival? And those so many festivals that has come to Mount Pleasant. And then the last thing I want to say is, in my case, I do not need a tent outside. I think there's so many people in Mount Pleasant come to the festival that I can even attend all the people that comes to my restaurant. So I think it is a great opportunity to bring people to Mount Pleasant so they can see the business, they can frequent the business afterwards. Here I see so many times that they promote business. I don't know how. Movie night, they don't bring 20 people. Please, let this go. Support the new Fiesta DC. And let them go and see how they're going to do their job. Thank you.
There was a question posed to Sam Brooksmith. I think it affords a quick answer. A couple quick
responses. Number one, no, there have not been any accidents to my knowledge, but that doesn't mean that the inconvenience cannot be better managed. And we're not asking for big changes, and we're just asking for good planning and sharing of the plans in advance so that there can be comments added to them and perhaps changes made. If our comments are ignored, that's your choice, but we would like to have the opportunity to comment on them.
Thank you for your quick answer. This is a model.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight to support Fiesta DC. And I hope those who doesn't support now say the truth. We really need the festival because that's our culture. That's for our children. We want to all American children know something about our culture. And it's a way to bring business to Mount Pleasant. We need your support. Last year, after the festival, I made everybody sign in the restaurant. And everybody has a good comments. And they say they hope that we have the festival again. Thank you for your support.
And now we give a double time answer of 1 minute target. You can go a little over to the president of Fiesta DC. Would you pass the mic down?
I would like to comment on Rosita's comment, and I don't know if I should speak Spanish maybe or English. I think I will go with Spanish, pero una disculpa pública para Rosita, que he conocido por muchos años y que la quiero y respeto. English? Yes.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Sure, I'll switch to English. That's fine. Well, I would like to make a public apologies to Rosita for the way she felt during that event. We want to make peace with you. I have known you for many years and love you. We have shared many moments together. And that was a difficult time that the board was experiencing a change in administration. But we do appreciate each one, everyone, that volunteers to with our event, and we invite you all, if you would like to volunteer and make this a better event this year, we would love to involve you all, not only Latinos but Mount Pleasant residents, and you are welcome to go online or call me, and we'll be happy to have you on board. But Rosita, we really it's difficult to say, but it was a really difficult event, and nobody won at that event. But we're moving forward, and I would like to make peace.
Okay, thank you.
Let me use my time to thank everybody for coming, and we have a big turnout here. Originally, we were going to talk about the how to integrate the plans and respond to the city's plans, which a lot of them had been secret for Mount Pleasant Street. We're still gathering the information, and it's posted on. We're beginning to post them on our website, and we'll post them on other things. I hope I'm not out of line, Sam, to say that Sam and I are going to cooperate on a new website where we'll post all the documents we can get our hands on for Mount Pleasant, because so many of them are simply hard to find. I'd also like to announce for the ANC that the next business meeting will be in 2 weeks. At the 20th of August, and then we will, in September, be skipping the informal meeting around Labor Day, and the next long meeting will be, business meeting will be later in September, just before the festival, and so there will not be time, I think, to pass resolutions dealing with the festival at that time. The commission has instructed me as chair to prepare for a short, hopefully 1 hour meeting on the business meeting. So this is essentially the last time people will have to discuss this in this forum. That's why I believe it's very important that we save time and respect each other so that everybody can have one or two times to speak, and we will. Because you can see that we want to hear from everybody, and even things you may not think that should not be said on a respectable, we want the truth out so everybody can deal with it. Thank you.
Okay, good evening. My name is Alberto Ferrucino, owner of Don Juan Restaurant, and also I'm a president of the Small Business Association. I'm here this evening to support Fiesta DC and say congratulations to be a new president and new members in this Fiesta DC, because we have a lot of problems with the other members from last year. And also I want to say the new members to support our local businesses, because we know how they treated us before. If they do new changes, we're going to know this will be better, you know, like not like the other members. Also, in response to Mr. Sambrun about the area control traffic, I don't know what they're concerning too much, because I know a festival in Georgia Avenue, they closing from Missouri Military Road all the way up to U Street, Florida Avenue. So it's kind of about 80 blocks. Here in Mount Pleasant, we only have one times a year. Please support our festival. You know, we're trying to bring more families, more kids. So I say, please work together and stop fighting and please support our community. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Enrique Rivera. I am also a long-term volunteer with Fiesta DC. I've run the parade since Fiesta DC began. And I felt that the comments made and the observations and the recommendations are well thought out. If you have any recommendations for the parade, I very much welcome them. The parade is a huge event. It's a very colorful, it's a very beautiful event. It's not just beautiful to watch for the public that sees it. It's beautiful for the participants. Everyone is proud to display the best dress, the best music, the best performances to showcase their own country's culture and history. I invite everyone and anyone to please come to the festival, watch the parade this year. We're going to have another beautiful one, and If any ANC members or other community members have any suggestions in terms of how to improve the parade, I'm all ears and welcome any comments. Thank you.
Yes, I think the comments about the traffic were mainly how do people get from east to west to north to south during this festival. And keeping Mount Pleasant open except for the parade may be one option.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. It's very important that we hear the different viewpoints and voices from the community. I'll try and be coherent and concise tonight. I know sometimes I tend to talk at length. A couple of thoughts. This is my second year as an ANC commissioner. Last August, last July, we were having these same types of meetings about Fiesta DC. And the question always seemed to come down to, are we going to support it? And the problem is that this community overwhelmingly supports Fiesta DC. Everybody likes Fiesta DC. It's a great thing for our neighborhood. It's something that we should be proud of. What gets lost in the discussion is how do we make it better? We keep talking about this in a yes or no instead of in a yes, yes, yes. But how do we make it better? I think Sam has brought up some great points about the traffic because they brought them up last year. They brought them up the year before. We've got to address the traffic. You may not realize this because when it happens in our neighborhood, we're all involved. We see it coming months in advance. We talk about it months in advance. Everyone in this room knows that Fiesta DC is going to be here. But there are people that live on other sides of town in different parts of the city that try and get through our neighborhood. They don't realize what's happening, and it just creates a big mess. So I hope that we'll be able to take some of the maps that they talked about. We will be able to have a meeting with DDOT, a meeting with MPD, a meeting with WMATA Metro, and have a clear plan for Fiesta DC. I think that's critical. In terms of the organizational changeover and all those things, I think that's very exciting. I'm glad to see that there's such a commitment from the Latino community to keep this festival alive, and that it didn't wither and die as the leadership was taken out. I think my final comment goes to the business question. Many of you may not know this, but I am now wearing another hat tonight. I own Pfeiffer's Hardware at 3219 Mount Pleasant Street. I have yet to attend my first business association meeting, but as a business owner, I am looking forward to the energy and dynamism that comes to our street from this fiesta or the festival. I do not personally support or believe that Fiesta DC should have to give business owners a break on tables at all or in front of their places. I know as my own business owner, I can't afford to give people breaks all the time just because they live in the neighborhood or whatever. So I think that's a business decision that we need to help support Fiesta DC to be a viable business enterprise. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Mi nombre es Reina y tengo 25 años de vivir en Mount Pleasant y apoyo la Fiesta DC.
Mi nombre es Isabel Arbaiza. Pues viví por 14 años aquí en Washington, pero pues tuve un problema, me llevó mi hijo para Carolina, pero me volví a venir, no pude encontrar apartamentos aquí, me fui para Mérida. Pues ahora
for 14 years I moved to Maryland, but I couldn't find jobs, so I came back to live here.
No, no, no.
Apartment.
apartment, a place to live. Yes. And I live in
there. Okay. Pues ya tengo tiempo de andar buscando apartamento aquí, no puedo encontrar porque yo sola soy. Okay, sí, solo se puedo decir más. Gracias.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. My name is Carlton Davis, and I am in full support of Fiesta DC for a lot of reasons. Maybe you thought about and have not thought about. This city is known for a lot of events. One event comes every 4 years, that's the inaugural. Every year comes the cherry blossom. And then we have other events, Mount Pleasant Day, and we have other events, Caribbean Day. And it gives us city and this neighborhood great pride and great privilege for people to come through and find out more about the culture has changed. You probably do better work here than the UN does in New York as far as helping other cultures and other nationalities understand about your culture and to be able to celebrate their culture. Fiesta Day means a lot. I was here last year and I was very well received. The hospitality was great. The food was great. Everything was just great. I do understand that there's some logistical problems that happens during any special events. Being on the Mayor's Command Center, also a special event coordinator, you seem like you need a special task force to be designated for this. I'm not sure that's happening or not, but the special task force is a combination MPD, combination Homeland Security, and also combination of Metro. Every affected agency is in a room with the community, and they talk to the commanders, and issues are taken care of right then and there, not on the day of. I suggest that you ask Jim Graham and the mayor to designate a special task force for you. The police commander, the fire department, whoever is in charge that be affected by this. And you sit in the same room, not emails, not telephone calls, sit in the same room and hash this out. When we do any special event of magnitude, and this is a magnitude event because of the fact you are in a closed area, and it's very important for that coordination to be better. I'm going to be brief. I'm going to suggest that never ever you use the word can't have or not going to have. I suggest you keep on trying to make it better because it's a reflection. It's a reflection of our neighborhood, but it's a reflection of our D.C. and our will to make things happen. So I'm going to be brief. There's some more notes. But I do appreciate the presentation because normally after an event, we have a debriefing. And a debriefing is where 7 days out, right away you start hitting that and start making improvements right away. You don't wait till today to talk about, you know, with the negative. You start making improvements and planning ahead. So I'm going to suggest you take those three little points, special task force, you know, well, and also this year have a debriefing right away with everybody that was effective and keep on moving forward. And I'll see you Sunday, September 26th. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. My name is Dick Barnes. We live at 17th and Kilbourne, just a half block off the festival. We've been there about 6 years. We love the festival. We have we've brought in friends and family for it. There's lots of traffic, both car and pedestrian, and so what? You know, it's never been any problem for us. We usually set out a trash can or two, just give people a place to dump the trash so it doesn't accidentally get dropped on the sidewalk, and maybe empty the bag a time or two, and that works fine. And we go up and we enjoy all the various offerings of the festival. Don't own a business along Mount Pleasant Street, so I can't speak to the economics of participation. I would say, just as a user, I would like to see more of the food offerings coming from the local purveyors rather than from the on-the-road purveyors from New York or Philadelphia. But again, I don't know what the economics are behind that. Also, don't have a clue what the internal fights are with the Fiesta Committee. But strictly as a user, you know, we love it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, once again, you know, I just, as I'm here as in my capacity of the Latino Affairs. This is my first year, you know, it's just like new faces and everything, but one thing that I gather from everything is that we need to work as a community at whole, not like a Latino festival, but the whole community, you know, and all the things that we can learn from the past years of how we can make it better, you know, and I think that everybody's human, nobody's perfect, but we can accomplish and overcome the obstacles of the last years or the years before, but make it better, you know. So hopefully we will have very excellent, and we're going to make sure that we grow up together on this. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Romero. I'm President 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association. I have only 3 points. Number one, 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association support of Fiesta DC. I don't know what happened, and I know the old people was in Fiesta DC. I don't care. Trust me. The past, past. We support the new Fiesta DC. I'm volunteer for Fiesta DC. I told you something about 200 people is my tenant association. We vote for support that. Well, they say we need one time in the year, a lot of people, but Fiesta DC has multicultural. It's not only Latin people come. It's everybody. Number two, I want to say thank you, ANC members, anyone support to we buy the building. Number three, I want to give some, please, for the member ANC don't was in the celebration. Okay. This is for the members who wasn't there. This is only real one. I don't want to take the time. 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association presented to ANC 1D Commissioner Oliver Tunda, 1D02, and recognized for your outstanding support of 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association. Thank you. I know anybody recognize the job for ANC. ANC, Mr. Philip Anto, please. Sorry. Mr. Jack McKay, he disappeared last Saturday. This is for you. And my commissioner, Angelina Scott. Everybody's known for the storm. I know she's sick, but we recognize to support. Mr. Edward, you represent to her. Thank you. Okay, everybody, we need working together for Fiesta DC. We need come back to a lot of people in Mount Pleasant. We need support the business. We need the business. Well, thank you.
I would just like to add that I think Phil was more eloquent than me by saying yes, 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 but let's do it better. And that is my approach. That's what was on my first slide. I think it got missed when all the chairs are being shuffled. And so just to reiterate, MPNA does support Fiesta DC, and we do think there are some lessons that can be learned to make it even better. And so I don't want it to be taken at all that we're against it. We're 100% for it. And then, in reaction to a couple other comments, I believe last year there was a special task force. It failed in its communication and outreach to the community, and it became a scapegoat and a place that people could point fingers rather than answer questions last year. So last year, if questions were asked of DDOT, they would say, I can't answer. There's a special task force. I have to wait for that meeting. So if there's going to be a special task force, we do plead that it engage the community, tell the community the rules of engagement, and listen and invite us to their meetings. Secondly, so since there was one that suggests that there was a debrief last year, I'd like to find out how we get it and what it said.
Jack McKay. A couple of years ago, you may recall, Fiesta DC was going to be in Columbia Heights.
and that plan fell through. I was very pleased to hear that that plan fell through, because I want to see Fiesta DC happen here in Mount Pleasant. Now, the big problem we have has to do with Irving Street, because Irving Street is an east-west arterial. No, I just want to... What happened to the laser pointer? Okay. Thank you. See, Irving Street is an east-west arterial, which means it's carrying a lot of traffic, and it is a major problem to have Irving Street closed at that point. Now, last year, I worked very hard at trying to get Irving Street to be kept open at least, except during the parade. Could not make it happen. The Homeland Security people, the police, they say it is absolutely unacceptable to have traffic crossing a fiesta, which means we have to live with that being... If you cannot keep it north of Irving Street, that means we have to live with Irving Street being closed. Hobart Street is also closed, which means that the traffic coming down Adams Mill and starting up Irving Street suddenly finds itself in a trap. We've got to do something better about that, making sure that people don't get caught with no escape. That way, I think the biggest issue that we've got to handle to minimize the disruption, not only to people in Mount Pleasant, to all the people passing through Mount Pleasant on this arterial for this fiesta. Thank you.
Hi.
My name is Gunther Sanabria. I'll be very brief. I'm a new member of the board of directors with Yvonne Rivera. I've been given the task to collect the advertising in the new magazine, and for all those business owners of this area, the time is very important. We need to print this magazine to provide information about the event and also to promote your business. We're gonna print about 10,000 copies, which for the price is a great opportunity to promote your business. Also, we're gonna probably print about 6,000 postcards that are gonna be distributed between D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So I will suggest that everybody that is interested in promoting themselves and their businesses for a small fee, please contact Fiesta D.C. at the website. One last thing that I would like to let everybody know is I don't know if this was touched before or not, but there's a lot of money that is brought to a community when a festival like this takes place. I don't know if it's known, but for example, there's about $200,000 that are invested into permits and licenses into the city. Also, the tents that everybody mentioned regarding giving tents and discounts and everything. This is a nonprofit organization, and for example, the tents are anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000. Cleanup crew is $35,000. That doesn't count the business that is brought to the community, which essentially, if statistics are correct, multiplies by four times. So if you're thinking anywhere between 60,000 people coming in, a $10 deposit that they put in the community, we're talking about close to $2 million coming to Mount Pleasant. I just want to put in perspective the finances involving the festival coming to this area. So, thank you.
How much time do I have, Greg? Sure. I was actually sent the as it pertains to this meeting, a very major issue regarding the traffic. I was sent the presentation that Sam put together previously last year and had an opportunity to look at not only the suggestions that were made, which I think are all valid, and I think that the point I forget who made the point of the task force. That's an excellent, excellent point that actually, I don't know if people have gotten a chance to read the little pamphlet, something that we are currently addressing. One thing I did want to say was that on the comments that were posted on the presentation, the majority of it seems like the issues were caused by, as I think as somebody else pointed out, traffic coming from other areas in the city as we're just kind of passing through, because as that same person pointed out, the Mount Pleasant area residents do know that the festival is going on, and they know that, you know, they're not going to be able to move around. So it's something that that we need to address. Again, we don't have any answers right now, so we need to keep that in mind. Again, my name is Ivan Gaviria, by the way. I don't know if you remember me from the first time around. I'm also a new board member.
Good evening. My name is Maria Patricia Corrales. I live in Washington, D.C. for over 30 years. I've been involved in a festival since 1980. I was part of the committee of all the old festivals here in 18 and Columbia Road for many years with Perdomo. And also, the last festival was at Pennsylvania Avenue with Griffiths. My interest of coming back to the city in terms of festivals is because the need of communicate our language is through music, through festivals. And I think that's what we want to share with all the community. What we have, our heritage, is music, is food, and that's what we bring to the community. Labor intensive, yes, it's labor intensive. I think it's a community, communion between us and the public, us and every single block of the city, but especially we chose to keep it in Mount Pleasant because I think all the business here in Mount Pleasant are native from Latinos, and that's what we would like to endure and preserve, because we do have Little Italia, China. In that case, let's keep a little bit of Latinos. And I think if, with your permission, all of us, we will be grandeur a festival that will be probably the best. We hope, let's say, the new people that we have on board, we hope that this is a new beginning. We understand that there is up and downs in every single new transaction. Yes, indeed. It was rough for us to come over and basically understand what is all the new and the old members of the community. But guess what? This is all what you got here. And please be a partner, because that's what we are trying to do. All of us, we are requesting to be our partners. We have preached a lot that it's going to be open books. I work in construction. I understand is in construction we have to have nice footings in order to do an erection. Therefore, I'm begging all of you to look at for the perspective that what you have the 37 years is the footings of our new entity. And please be part of it. Thank you very much.
My name is Oliver Tunde again, ANC Commissioner representing 1D02. I really support the Fiesta DC. I've been supporting it since I moved to this area 15 years ago, and I will continue to support it. Of course, there are little problems that the festival brings in, but let's not look into those little problems. Let's look at the bigger picture of the joy this festival brings into the neighborhood. It's very important that, of course, those problems are addressed, but we should look at the bigger picture. Thank you.
I am new to the area, and I came to the meeting tonight because I saw a flyer on the street. I hadn't heard about Gifted DC before this evening, and I would definitely be interested in volunteering. But more than that, I think my roommates would be interested in volunteering. I think start recruiting for volunteers early. That would be my suggestion. You know, it's August, people fill up their weekend plans really quickly, so to get the date out there, we're looking for volunteers, please save it. It's a really great way to reach out to people who are new or who've lived here a while but have never been involved.
Thank you, Mary.
No, I'm totally happy to volunteer. I would love that. I'm good at greeting people, actually. So if you need someone to walk around and make people feel welcome, I can do that in Spanish or in English, I think. But anyway, my name is Shaina, and I definitely support Fiesta DC. One issue about which I would like to hear more is the one of local bands, because I'd love there to be more, if I don't know if there is or isn't, but more local band participation, because if I know there's a local band that I heard once at DC Fiesta and then they'll be at Hades one night, it'll make me get out the house. It'll make me get out the house because I'll say, oh, I heard them at DC Fiesta. So I'm very supportive of that issue that was raised earlier, and you can pass the list this way, or we can pass it around the whole room.
Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz. I'm the spokesperson for the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant. We have 423 members, Latinos and non-Latinos. We worked very hard last year to bring back Fiesta DC to this neighborhood. And my wish, my hope is that we don't talk anymore about if Fiesta DC is coming back here, because Fiesta DC belongs here. It's in our neighborhood. What we should talk about is how to make it better and stronger. They have a new board. We want to congratulate this new board. We want to wish them the best to this board, and we support them heartily, wholeheartedly, to this new board, because Fiesta DC is one of the elements that keeps the Latino community fully alive in our community. Last year, Sam, we took a lot of your recommendations, and we worked very hard into trying to accomplish them. We put flyers in each house about what the directions for traffic were. We put flyers in the businesses. We tried to inform the community about the changes that's happening here. I think we have made a lot of progress in that aspect. And the cleanliness of the street after Fiesta DC was gone was also very much, very much, very well done. And we received a couple phone calls. The people complaining about being dirty after the festival was done. We went out there and we cleaned it. I cleaned it myself because I committed to the ANC board that we will have a very good festival, and we did. I think we did. This year again, Yvonne and members of the board, the Latino Ivan and Yvonne, están los dos. The members of the Latino Association is ready to fully support you. We have recruited 24 volunteers. They're ready to do whatever you guys need them to do, from cleaning up to do whatever you need to be done. So we are here 100% ready to work with this. I'm very thankful that this meeting is happening this way, and thank you, Greg.
To the new commission of the festival, as I told you guys earlier, I'm DJ Guanaco, and I broadcast in Spanish for over 24 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. So we hold communications basically here in this Mount Pleasant, basically. So anything that you guys need to tell our community, I mean, it's me who you need to talk to. So, and I need to know who do I need to talk to about the bands, the local bands, because I do the what it is, the Latin Rock Festival. So I have plenty of rock and roll bands. I do the DC Latin Hip Hop Festival every year. So I have plenty of material. And for you, ma'am, the guys that you saw at Hades, they were here a little bit before. And when we're hoping that this new administration supports the local movement, because there's a lot of bands that don't get a chance. There's a lot, like, for to waste money on attitude bands out there, and expensive.
Hello.
Solamente quiero decir a la nueva junta directiva bienvenida a Mount Pleasant y los vamos a seguir apoyando porque queremos una rica cultura acá en Mount Pleasant.
I would just like to welcome and then say welcome to the new board members. And I just want to say that we want to have a very successful festival.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to thank you all for having the opportunity of being here, and let's make our festival better this year. Mount Pleasant is my street. In fact, 28 years ago, I met my husband here, Enrique. Yes, he was living at the corner of Palm Road, and we used to come and have breakfast at Little Giants. So this is very dear. We have been here for 30 years. We're so happy and love to meet you anytime. Let's talk. Let's make things better. Let's hear from you all. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Mario Alice. I'm from Mount Pleasant Street. I was born, raised here, love Mount Pleasant. The festival is always something I look forward to because it's the day, one day of the year, it's a Mount Pleasant tradition where basically people admire my culture, and I feel so proud to be Latino on that day and always too. And it is also a very good business opportunity for everybody in Mount Pleasant because it's a game of numbers, and everybody's going to get packed. And I'd like to welcome the new members of Fiesta DC. I'm sure they'll do a good job, and let's have a very good festival.
How are you all? I'm Richard Hardy. I've been here in Mount Pleasant for about 49, 50 years. I didn't know that there was a meeting here, and I'm not quite sure if you're just talking about other issues beyond the thing in there. My issue this morning there, coming home, I live right here on 1615 Kenyon Street, the condo building right behind 7-Eleven. But when I'm on my way to work, the 7-Eleven delivery truck, they always stop in front of the bus shelter, and I went in there and asked the woman, could they kind of move back 15 feet to expose the shelter so those of us who are waiting for the bus can not have to walk into the street in there. Officer Torres was there, and he saw me talking to the manager of the 7-Eleven. Actually, the driver did move back, but the police officer said, but where is he supposed to park at? There's 30 or 40 feet of nothing that the guy could have parked out there, but it's easier for him to park all the way to the corner and then let his ramp down and go right into the store instead of parking 15 feet beyond there and then 15 feet extra to go into the door there. So I was just kind of wondering, isn't it sort of not legal to sort of park in front of the bus shelter? And, you know, for the police officer saying that he didn't want to, he's there to sort of keep order there, but he wasn't given order because he even said to myself, he said, where are they going to park? And I'm looking, there's 30 feet behind him. He couldn't move back in there. So that's my issue in there, but certainly as far as the festival goes, I'm for that too. So that's good there.
Just a quick comment. You can always file a complaint against the police officers. The police complaint board now does work.
Well, it's not even about
the- sure. Okay, or go to the PSA meeting.
Yeah.
Good. It's 35 minutes after the hour. We've got 25 minutes left. Now I'd like to see a show of hands of those people that would like to know. We have time for one more round, or we could let out a half hour early. Now, first, I'd like to see the hands for who would like another round of comments. The next alternative is that we adjourn now. May I see those hands? May I conclude?
She wants one comment.
Okay.
Blanca.
Blanca.
I want one comment too.
Mi nombre es Daisy Márquez. Entonces estoy acá para apoyar también el Fiesta DC. Cada año yo la disfruto mucho con mis hijas, y gracias a la Fiesta DC mis hijas han aprendido muchas culturas de diferentes países. Así es que estamos acá apoyando, y estoy dispuesta también a también para voluntaria también para ayudar. Ajá. En lo que yo pueda ayudarles ahí también.
Give it back to me. You got to stay away from the speaker. That's a problem, okay? Okay.
Hi. Please keep it short, because people have demonstrated.
Yes, for me, sure, that's okay. Okay. I want to talk to in Spanish, but I want to talk to in English. I invite everybody in this room, ANC members, another organization. Why we don't make, you know, directory? ¿Cómo se dice un directorio?
Directory
for the all organizations, legal organizations, in Mount Pleasant Street. But I know there is God's organization. They say has too many members. They don't have nothing. But the problem is the money is come to this organization disappear. You know. And we need pay tax in D.C. We live in D.C. This is the first point. Please, por favor, think about. Everybody know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Now, having seen the...
No hands for going another round, and lots of hands for adjourning right now, let me suggest a compromise. And that is that in the next few minutes, people can have informal meetings with anyone else in the room, and the rest of us can do as we wish. I declare the formal part of this informal meeting adjourned.